Good morning. 7:56 a.m. on Thursday, August the 10th, 2017. 10 days into the dog days of podcasting. Haven't missed a day yet. Don't know if I'll be able to maintain through the month, but we'll give it a shot. Given that the podcast is really not about podcasting, given that this podcast is not exactly the same kind of podcast, it's more of an accountability thing to get me to do the exercise that I need to do. This doesn't have the same sort of, doesn't have the same sort of draw, I don't think. It doesn't matter. It's really a podcast that I do for me and the people who want to know what it's like to be a full-time writer. Even on those days when I don't talk about being a full-time writer. Okay, that's loud. That's an industrial grade chipper. They're cutting up brush in a lot next door here. Yikes. So yesterday was an interesting day in terms of getting words. I did some sprints with a couple of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers people. Started around 9. We had to knock off at 11. And I got 1,500 words in there. And we had a half an hour break at 9:30. Had a half hour break at 9:30 and just sort of shot the breeze. And then kicked it again at 10 o'clock and ran through till just after 11. So we got a full hour. And 1,500 words. A little over 1,500 words. And I managed to round it up to 2,000. Chipping away at it in the afternoon. The afternoon was kind of broken up. I lost my writing buddies. I lost the sprint partners. And I had a bunch of stuff I had to do in the afternoon. I got a bunch of stuff I have to do today, too. Not the least of which is my second try at registering for Medicare. Now, they wanted me to confirm my identity by identifying banks that I haven't used in 20 years. Dude. I know a street I lived on 20 years ago. Yeah, because 20 years ago it was this street. But a credit card from 1991? Seriously? Yeah, no, I don't. I can't tell you the last 8 digits of a credit card that I started in 1991. And, well, I know I sunk a mortgage in 2016. I couldn't tell you what bank held a mortgage at the time because we had gone through 3 mortgage brokers in the space of a year. Couldn't tell you. Don't know. I probably could have found that one. I probably could have gone to the files and pulled the mortgage out, because we still have the mortgage paid. We still have the paperwork. Anyway. We'll try again today. We'll see if we can't get them to validate me on the basis of a credit card that I do still have. It's interesting, I can retire at age 66 and collect my Social Security benefit, which is $2,500 bucks a month, which is not bad. It's about half of what we spend a month. I don't have any intention of retiring since my job is writing novels and I enjoy it. There's no reason for me to stop writing novels that I can think of. So the current story, Suicide Run, I had it heading in one direction, and I think the problem that I had with it is I didn't really like the direction it was heading in, so I, with that in the back of my mind, it suddenly made a left turn. It was, this happened and that happened. So I'm not following the approved path of this happened except, or this happened but. So it reads a little bit like a lot of things that happened that didn't have a lot to do with the characters actually doing anything. That may have been the problem. Because they just did something that was, quite honestly, not something that I expected. Which is a really good sign. That means that the characters are beginning to operate in this story space by themselves. Or at least subconsciously on my part. The Ouija board of my mind. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back into writing again this morning. I've got a bunch of things I need to do today, but I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking. I'm talking. Another notch. Another 2 miles, another 20 minutes. Oh, this is going to be warm. it's quite cool this morning. It's quite an almost chilly morning. It's 58 degrees. The sun is peeking around some scattered clouds. As the sun is heating up the atmosphere, I think the clouds are developing. There are a lot more clouds now than there were when I started. Well, there are still a lot of high thin clouds. There's some lower level cumulus. It's quite a solid cloud deck off to the south. Didn't notice that before. It's not that it wasn't there, it's just I didn't see it. Could have been there all along. But I'm wearing a sweatshirt. And the sweatshirt is sweating. Yeah, the sun is warm. There's this lady again. I've seen her now 3 days. not the lady with the ponytail, but reminds me of her. Good morning.
Good morning.
That is the lady with the ponytail. She's just not waving it in the air. Say it with me. What post? Yeah. Back in the shade. The sun is a little bit warm. Guys should come and mow the lawn today, so that's a task. It's not on my list for the day. Sugarcane keeps trying to do my aeration early. It's tedious, because I always have to reschedule it. I also need to go get some flags. I need to go to the Lowe's or something and flag the sprinkler heads, because I really don't want to have to replace the sprinkler head because they aerated through it. Morning. There's not a lot going on. The traffic on West 20th was pretty stiff, but it was... I didn't notice because I had both earplugs in. I always put both earplugs in when I'm walking along there just because it's so noisy. But when I'm recording, I only have one earplug in. I don't know why I have one earplug in other than it keeps it from banging against my face. But just a little music. Take it like it's 1966. Did my meditation. And my meditation pack seems to have stopped. I don't remember doing day 10 yesterday. Maybe it stopped after 5. I don't know. I've been doing the Headspace Pro pack. I'm up to level 3 in Headspace Pro. I don't know how many levels there are, but there are several. And it's challenging because it's not guided, and it kicks you off. And the first pack, level 1, is getting you used to the structure of what the 10 minutes is about. And then the second has fewer prompts, so it doesn't guide you as much. You're expected to sort of go through it. And by the end of level 2, he starts you off, and then he comes in at the end to bring you back. And that's what the entire level 3 has been. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about boredom. We're going to talk about being sleepy. We're going to talk about all the obstacles you might be facing while you're not listening to me distract you. And so start in the normal way. And off you go. And then 10 minutes later, he tells you it's time to come back. And that's it. That's, then maybe you'll have another little chat after. But it's completely unguided. It's completely on your own. And it's quite challenging. It's really quite challenging. I find it... very interesting, intriguing, What does my mind do when it's not doing? When it's not a question of, as I think I've said before, it's not a question of not thinking, it's a question of recognizing the thoughts and feelings as they come and then letting them go. It's not chasing them. It's not being distracted by them, but rather recognizing that in the still pool of your mind, occasionally, there are ripples. But if you don't focus on the ripples, if you just focus on the still, you can note them. You can say, oh, there is a ripple. As soon as you note it, as soon as you're present with the ripple, it becomes something that you have a choice over. It becomes something you can choose not to chase. The walking meditation in the morning is more interesting because he actually says, you know, there are things that you're going to run across that you will find distracting. And if they are an interesting distraction, then by all means pay attention to them. But if they're just troublesome, if they're just something that's not of the moment, that's not in the place, it's not part of what's around you, but rather a pursuit of something or a yearning for something. And that's not necessarily nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't have a place in the headspace that makes up your meditation. So I'll find myself distracted by a flower, by the prickly white poppy. Amanoni albiflora or something, I forget. It's got two A's in it anyway. And today there's several blossoms on this one plant here by the door. By the park. That's definitely what it is. That's funny. Some days there's no blooms. Some days there's no blooms at all. Today there are four. I think yesterday there was one. Those are the kinds of things that serve as grounding. It's less a distraction as it is participating in the environment, participating in the space that surrounds you. Space that surrounds me. Along with listening, so I hear the train whistle over across town. Smell the new mown grass here. City was in this morning, and apparently the grass is pretty tall because there's just big clots of grass everywhere. It was also apparently wet, which is what makes the grass clot up like that. But when you've got a massive mower, it's not like it's going to get caught in the chutes. All right. There's a flicker on my roof. That doesn't bode well. Move along, flicker. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.